It's time to fire up that 16mm projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
That's right. Jeff Tuckman has been a part of the show for many, many, many years and a part of the station for even longer. And he joins us once a month. We talk about DVDs and Blu-rays, the releases. We answer your questions about movies and DVDs and Blu-rays. We give stuff away. If you don't know the title of a movie, but you can describe it to us and tell us who's in it, we can help you identify it by calling or texting right now at 312-981-7200. And here is Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. We're getting close to Halloween.
It's another Halloween.
Which is, and, you know, as you know, my favorite time of year.
Yes, and, right. And we have celebrated for many, many, many
years.
Yes, we
have. Yes, we have. And so Jeff is here, and we're going to answer any of your questions at 312-981-7200. And we've got some, we had a really, really cool thing to give away. Tell everybody what we're giving away this morning.
Well, you know, in honor of Halloween, you know, rather than, and Halloween, by the way, Nick, is the number one movie in America.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I know.
It's terrible.
I know. People, you just show that people, if you hype something long
No, I mean,
enough,
I knew it was going to make a lot of money. Everybody knew it was going to make a lot
yes,
of money. But it's,
yes.
And I was really, I had high hopes for it, but oh boy.
But we have real classics
yes.
to give away tonight. There are six. And with the beauty of these films, Nick, is that if we do this show 20 years from now,
mm-hmm.
right, they'll still be classics.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll still be great.
Yeah, they're timeless. These are what you call timeless horror classics.
Yes, and they're six of the best. Yes, they're coming out for Halloween, but, you know, I would love them at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. They're great things. But, and they're all the originals.
It's the Universal Classic Monster Collection.
Yes.
Universal, the old Universal movies are the movies that got me into horror when I was a little kid watching Creature Features. And there are six Universal Classic monster movies in this collection. It's Dracula, Frankenstein, The Mummy, The Invisible Man, The Bride of Frankenstein, and The Wolfman, all in one package. There are tons of bonus features, commentaries, documentaries, there's interviews, there's production photographs, there's archive materials, and there's a lot more. And also, if I'm not mistaken, because I have this collection at home, it's got the Spanish version of Dracula in it, too, which was shot on the, for people who don't know, there was a Spanish version of Dracula featuring an all-Spanish cast and an all-Spanish crew using the same sets that are used in the Lugosi classic. But they shot it at night. So, like, they would finish shooting, Todd Browning and everybody would finish shooting, you know, the English version of Dracula, and then the Spanish crew would come out in the middle of the night and shoot it. And it's a fascinating movie to watch, the Spanish version of Dracula. So that's in here, too. So that's the Universal Classic Monsters Collection. It's a great collection. I have it at home, and I watch it all the time, especially around this time of year. We got three of them to give away, and we'll do that a little bit later on in the show. So there you go. So how you been, Jeff? Good?
Doing good. The video business continues to grow.
Yep.
And 4K is continuing to move slowly, but it is moving.
I know friends who have the 4K and swear by it, and say the experience of watching the 4K is pretty incredible. And then you know, all the streaming services and the VOD stuff. It's crazy. People can consume movies and TV in so many different ways now. It's so changed over the years. You know, back in the days when you started, and there was like Betamax and stuff. And now you can watch a movie on your phone at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know, anytime you want.
And the quality's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Well, why don't we give away the first set of Universal Classic Monster movies? Again, the collection is Dracula, Frankenstein, The Wolfman, The Invisible Man, The Bride of Frankenstein, and The Mummy, all in one great package. We're just going to do a caller number.
Yes.
No trivia questions this month. So why don't we do caller 7, Dan? Okay, caller number 7 at 312-981-7200. 7200. Caller number 7312-981-7200. We'll get this unbelievable package of Universal Classic Monsters, and it is a six classic Universal movies. So caller number 7312-981-7200. Jeff, hang on, okay?
You got it.
Come back, we'll have a winner, and then we'll jump into your questions and help you out at 312-981-7200. And, yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here, and we are here till 5 a.m. It's Friday morning. All the regular Friday features will be coming up. Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spies and You Big Dummy all coming up. But right now, Jeff Tuckman is here for his monthly visit. We'll answer any and all of your DVD, Blu-ray, and movie questions. If you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you nuts, you can describe it to us and tell us who's in it. We'll try to help you out there, too. Call or text 312-981-7200. Before the break, we threw out this the caller number 7 would be our winner. And tonight we are giving away three copies of Universal Classic Monsters Collection. Six classic Universal movies: Dracula, Frankenstein, The Wolfman, The Invisible Man, Bride of Frankenstein, and The Mummy, all in one collection with all kinds of great bonus features. And we do have a winner, caller number 7, and it's Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, congratulations. You won.
Hey, thank you very much, man. This is very cool.
Yeah. All right. You're a fan of the Universal Monster movies?
Oh, of course. I'm a fan of all horror. I just got to tell everyone right now, go see the new Halloween. It's absolutely awesome.
Oh, man.
I'm especially a big fan of the classics, so thank you very much.
All right, Mike. I disagree with you about the new Halloween movie, but you win anyway, so hang on a second.
All right.
There you go. Putting a plug in for a terrible movie. But people are going to see it anyway, Mike. You really don't have to tell anybody to go and see the new Halloween movie because it's making a ton of money. So anyway, Dracula, Frankenstein, The Mummy, The Invisible Man, Bride of Frankenstein, and The Wolfman, all in this one classic collection with great extras. I got it at home. I can vouch for how great this thing is. So, and you got to love the Universal movies.
So you have to. I mean, I go back so far, Nick, that was one of the things that got me involved with film when I used to watch these on Castle films, right? The little
I had some of those 8mm.
The 8mm.
Super 8. I had the Super 8.
Great quality, and, well, it's all I could afford, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was only a few dollars. But it really gave you a taste of
Yeah, they were like movies. Little 5-minute reels that you could watch. And I remember we had a bunch of them. My dad had a bunch of the Castle horror Super 8 reels. And the one that I watched probably the most, that we would watch over and over and over again, was Frankenstein versus the Wolfman.
Oh yes,
that was the one that we watched over and over and over again. And and it's only like, you know, it's not, obviously it's not the whole film. It's about 5 minutes or, you know, something like that, maybe even less than 5 minutes of it. And that was enough for me just to watch over and over and over again. And these movies, I started watching them when I was just a little kid. You know, watching Creature Features on a Saturday night on Channel 9. And my first exposure was when I was very young. I mean, I don't even know. I can't even tell you how old I was, 4 or 5 years old, at the least. And I loved all of them. I loved all the characters. I had the models that glow in the dark.
Oh, yes.
Put together the Aurora models, the Aurora monster models. I had all of those. And my favorite of all of them is, I mean, I think the best movie of the six that are in this package, I think the best movie is Bride of Frankenstein. I think that's arguably one of the greatest movies ever made. And probably considered critically the best of all the Universal classic movies is The Bride of Frankenstein. But my personal favorite is The Wolfman. I love The Wolfman. I love the mood of it. I love the, you know, the fog.
It's absolutely great.
I love Lon Chaney Jr. in it. And I just love The Wolfman. I think he's the coolest of all the of all the classic, you know, Universal monsters. The Wolfman, I think, is the coolest. I just adored The Wolfman when I was a kid. So, but, and they're all part of this. So we've got some lines open, by the way, if you want to jump in. If you have questions about things coming out on DVD or Blu-ray, tech questions, or you can't think of the title of a movie, describe it or tell us who's in it, and we'll try to help you out. The phone lines and text lines are open at 312-981-7200. Here is Jeffrey on WGN. Hi, Jeffrey.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to find out, you know, because I'm a big movie buff and everything, but in the Saturday morning, I also love the cartoons, and you yesterday you talked about the Rooly Ghoulies.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if that series of those cartoons and everything, if they exist, if they're out there.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. The Groovy Ghoulies are available on DVD, and they have, it's pretty expensive, I will tell you right now, but they're available, and I guess they were released a long time ago, right,
Yes,
Jeff?
They were.
And I think they haven't been, like, renewed, because I'm just flying around here, and judging by the prices, I think they're hard to find. Because, like, this one, the Groovy Ghoulies one package is $141. So my guess
is that, who released them?
Well, they're released by they have two collections. They have one that's called the Saturday the Groovy Ghoulies Saturday Morning Collection, and that is from BCI Studios.
Yes,
it's a corporation. BCI,
yes.
They released them, and that collection is actually $44.99. So you can shop around, but they're out there. They're definitely out there. There are two sets of Groovy Ghoulies, and then one that's called Groovy Ghoulies Saturday Morning Classics. But they're out there. You can get them.
Oh, and one more thing. The one song that I love that they did, those characters, you remember the song Chick-a-Boom?
Yes, I do.
Because you never played that one yet.
Well, that's because the listeners make the requests, Jeffrey. So those requests.
Okay, well, I'm making this request, and if you ever do, we'll put it on there.
All right, well, you'll have to call in on a different night, because tonight's Fly Jams Friday, okay, Jeffrey?
Okay.
All right, buddy, thank you very much. The Groovy Ghoulies, we were talking about the Groovy Ghoulies last night, because we were playing, you know, we have this thing called Triple Play Thursday, where we have listeners pick an artist, and then we play three songs by them. As we're coming back from the news or the breaks, they pick the bumps. And someone picked three songs by the Groovy Ghoulies last night, and I had forgotten, actually, how good the songs are. Like, I know it's a cartoon, but, like, the music was good. And, you know, a lot of these cartoons, these fake bands on cartoons are terrible. But actually, the songs were pretty cool. So, Groovy Ghoulies got mentioned last night. It's out there. You can get it. So, Jeff, hang on, okay?
You got it.
Because we got a break for the news. When we come back, we've got more with Jeff Tuckman answering any and all of your movie, DVD, Blu-ray questions, 312-981-7200. And we're giving away more a Universal Classic Monsters collection. That's more right here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. My main man, Steve Cochran, has your morning drive at 6. And we've got all of our regular Friday features coming up. That would be Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy. And we can tell you how you can participate in all of those if you would like. So, and we're also got, we got some food things to talk about. We're going to talk about how to be a great trivia expert. And right now, though, we're talking with Jeff Tuckman. Jeff joins us once a month to talk DVD, to talk Blu-ray, to talk movies in general. If you have questions about what's available on Blu-ray or DVD, you're wondering what is, or the title of a movie that you can't think of, we also want to help you out there. You can describe it to us. It's driving you crazy. You can't remember the name of it and who's in it. And then we'll let you know. If we get the title, we'll let you know if it's available for viewing at home. And our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And let's welcome Jeff back to the show. Welcome back, Jeff.
Hey, good to be here, Nick.
All right. And again, we have two more copies of the collection of six movies from Universal Classic Monsters. And we're going to give those away. We got two more to give away. And that's a great package that includes Dracula, and then the Spanish version of Dracula, Frankenstein, The Mummy, The Invisible Man, The Bride of Frankenstein, and The Wolfman, with hours and hours of bonus features. I have this collection at home, and it's great. So if you're a fan of the Universal horror movies and monster movies, we've got them for you. And we'll give those away a little bit more. So, Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, Nick.
And we got a couple of texts here.
Okay.
Steve says, hey, Jeff, I have become a big Brett Haley fan from and have all of his movies in DVD, except his latest with Nick Offerman, Hearts Beat Loud. I know I could get this movie on video on demand, but I'd rather have the DVD. Do you know when it's coming out?
It is out. It was released very quietly.
Yeah,
nobody knew about it.
Well, the movie was a low budget. It's a good movie, actually.
Yeah,
I've
actually seen it.
Nick Offerman plays the father.
He's good.
Father and son. They start a band, and it you know becomes this thing. And Nick Offerman's great. He's just fantastic.
He really is.
And it's a really unique movie. It came out in September. Steve, so it is. You can get it. It's available now in September, and I recommend it. And I mean, we got reviews from Eric Childress saw it. I can't remember what film fest, because Eric goes to all the film festivals.
Yes, I know.
And then he covers them for us and reviews a lot of the movies that we won't see for months. And I think he saw this one at South by Southwest, if I'm not mistaken, at the South by Southwest Film Festival. And then it played here at the Music Box, and Nick came back to town to do like a Q&A. I think he was there for a couple of performances of the movie and did like a Q&A afterwards at the Music Box Theater, because, you know, Nick is from here. And so it's a good movie. It really is. If you've not seen it and you're a fan of Nick Offerman, you should, because it's a really, and it's a different kind of thing than that Nick is doing in this movie than he's done in a lot of others, especially different than Ron Swanson, because everybody associates Nick Offerman with Ron Swanson, because Ron Swanson's one of the greatest characters from Parks and Rec, and Ron Swanson's one of the greatest characters in sitcom history. So he's always, you know, associated with that. But this is a different kind of thing, and a really wonderful performance. And he's in Bad Times at the El Royale, which is a movie that no one is going to see, but it's great. And it's got an unbelievable cast led by Jeff Bridges, and Nick Offerman is in that one too. So, but Hearts Beat Loud, Steve, our listener, it is available on DVD. 630 area code says, you guys know by any chance if Trilogy of Terror is on DVD?
Oh, yeah. And no one would know that more than Nick.
Well, you know, it's this time of year when we talk about, and on our spooktaculars, when we're going to talk about our favorite horror movies and movies that really scare us, and that'll be on Wednesday morning. Because Halloween is on Wednesday. So we're going to do our annual spooktacular. We'll bust out the Scary Sounds CD. We'll play a bunch of creepy music, and we'll play some scenes from horror movies, take your phone calls, and talk about our favorite movies. And every year, whenever you talk about scary movies at Halloween time, Trilogy of Terror always comes up.
Well, it has to.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing about that movie, Dan, have you seen Trilogy of Terror?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man.
You got to.
The funny thing about that movie is that nobody can remember the other two stories, because it's Trilogy of Terror was three separate stories. Dan Curtis wrote and directed it, who was the guy who created Dark Shadows, directed Burnt Offerings, did a great version of Dracula with Jack Palance for TV, closely associated with the horror genre. And he wrote and directed this. And Karen Black, the great Karen Black, is in it, and she stars in all three, and they're three separate stories. Nobody can remember the first two. Everybody remembers the third one, because the third one has the little voodoo doll that runs around, dah, 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 and it scares the hell out of people still to this day. But it's so funny that that's the only one. Like, you can't. I vaguely remember the second one involves a teacher who gets drugged. She plays like a teacher who gets drugged, I think. But I can't remember. I don't remember. But everybody remembers that third story. It was the final story, too, of Trilogy of Terror. I remember watching that movie when it first came on TV. It scared the hell out of me. That last scene where she's on her knees waiting for her mother to show up, and she smiles to reveal those teeth. Oh, man. Nightmare-inducing. But, yeah, that's out there. I think they put together a pretty good package for that one with a bunch of extras and stuff and commentary. But, yeah, that's one of the legendary... One of the legendary TV movies of all time, because that was a made-for-TV movie.
Yeah, it's been available for a long time.
Yeah,
and the hardest thing I remember when, you know, I was selling that, and that most stores did not know about it, but once they had it, clerks behind the counter, people would come in and say, "Can you recommend something?"
Yeah,
and there's, "I'm going to recommend something you probably haven't seen."
Yeah.
But no matter what you're going to say, you're going to be scared.
Well, I'm telling you, that voodoo doll thing.
It's unbelievable.
It's fantastic. It's iconic. You know, I mean, it is every year when we talk about horror movies, without a doubt, listeners and people calling in always mention Trilogy of Terror. Always.
And
it's become a classic and a Halloween classic. And it's a lot of fun to watch. You know, I mean, No, I watch it now, and it doesn't really scare me anymore because I've seen it 9,000 times. But I was a little kid. It wasn't so much the doll that scared me, because I thought the doll was cool. You know, running around. I thought it was cool. It was Karen Black at the end. And that part still creeps me out.
It does.
That very final scene of her crouched down with the knife, smiling.
Oh, yes.
I remember just like completely freaking out when I first saw it. It's still creepy to this day. But yeah, that's out on DVD. Chuck says, he sends in a text that says, "I still remember the tagline of the TV preview of Frankenstein versus the Wolfman. It said, quote, 'Two cut-ups meet and the countryside becomes cluttered with corpses.'"
Well,
wait, cut-ups? Two cut-ups? All right. Yeah. I just remember seeing all those movies on Creature Features and stuff. And now Sven shows them on a regular basis. He goes back to the Universal Classics. I think the last one he showed was, if I'm not mistaken, he did The Wolfman a couple of months back, which is one of my favorites. So, all right. You know what? Why don't we do another giveaway here?
Sounds good.
Okay, so we've got Universal Classic Monsters Collection here. It is six classic Universal movies: Dracula, Frankenstein, The Mummy, The Invisible Man, The Bride of Frankenstein, and The Wolfman, with hours of extra features. Let's go with caller number five this time. Is that good, Dan? All right, 312-981-7200 for this great collection of Universal Classic Monster movies. Caller number five will be our winner. 312-981-7200. All right. So now, Jeff, these have been available in many re-releases, because I remember this package came out about a year ago, and but they've been available for years, and on Blu-ray and on DVD.
Well, right, and at one time they were available individually.
Yes,
and Universal, which always puts together great packages, realizes, let's do something for the fans, because this collection is like classic movies, sort of like Disney. You know how Disney re-releases every X amount of years,
sure,
to a new generation,
right?
And they discover the Disney classics for the first time.
Yeah,
there are people, and it's like assuming everybody's seen E.T. No, everybody's seen Star Wars. No.
Yeah, well, there are kids growing up now who are going to see these movies for the first time.
That's right.
And the thing about these movies, about these Universal movies made in the 30s and 40s, is that, as you said earlier, they're timeless. Like, kids today could watch these movies, and I would hope they wouldn't be discouraged, because I know a lot of young kids are not, like, maybe they're turned off by black and white movies, and young people, for some reason, don't like the black and white. But these movies hold up as well as they did when they were first made. They're all, like, terrific, and it's a great introduction. The other thing is, every year when we start talking about Halloween and horror movies and stuff, a lot of the horror movies that people recommend are not appropriate for kids. And, the kids deserve to have a little scare, but a lot of the movies, like, I wouldn't recommend, young kids, watch The Exorcist, even though I saw it when I was eight. But I wouldn't recommend that. But these movies, they're creepy and scary, but they're not violent, or at least there's no blood and gore in them.
Right.
And most of the scary stuff, any of the violent stuff takes place off screen. And they're not gory. There's no adult stuff in it. These are the kind of movies. These can lay the groundwork for your kids to get into horror movies. That's how it happened with me. I started with these movies. I started with all the Universal movies as a really young kid, moved on to the Hammer movies, and the Hammer movies basically changed my life at that point. When I saw the Hammer movies and what they did with the same creatures, and what they did with Dracula and what they did with Frankenstein, all that stuff blew my mind. And the fact that Peter Cushing is in the Hammer movies also, because that guy's my hero. But that's how you start with the classic Universals. Oh, we have a winner. Caller number five is Peter. Peter, welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good, good. You a fan of the Universal Monster movies?
Oh, yeah, they're great. Loved them since I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, this package, this is a really good collection, Peter. I got it at home. Like I said, it's these six classic movies, the Spanish version of Dracula, which is awesome, and then
It's interesting you mentioned the Spanish version. The female lead in that just died like 2.5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And she was 107.
Right. I remember reading about that. But that's a really that version is really interesting. It's really interesting to see, the differences in the way it's shot, in the way it's acted, especially the way it's acted, because the acting is entirely on a different level in the Spanish version. But it's really cool to watch those back to back, and that's in this collection as well, Peter. So congratulations, man.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, hang on. There you go. There's Peter. He's our winner. We've got one more collection to give away of the Universal Classic Monsters, and we'll do that in a little bit. Jeff, hang on, okay?
You got it.
When we come back, Jeff's going to tell us what's coming out. What are we looking forward to? DVD, Blu-ray releases, and again, we can answer some of your questions. And we got one more set of the Universal Monster movies to give away. 312-981-7200 for talk and text and questions right here on 720 WGI. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here, and we're here till 5 a.m. It's Friday. All the regular Friday features are coming up. Fly Jams Friday. That's when we celebrate everything that is funky and R&B-like, and you request those songs, and DJ Shagru will play them for you. And then straight out of context, that's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you laugh, jot it down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Same thing goes with Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7. When everybody anybody mentions me or the show, we want to know about it. Jot down the day, the time, who said it. And again, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we got You Big Dummy. And that's when we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. And if you would like to participate in You Big Dummy, you can find a link to a funny news story about somebody doing something dumb. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan will get a hold of you. You'll be able to read it on the air with us as part of that segment, and you win some Lou Malnati's pizza. So it's a win-win situation. And also, you're their third vote now. The first caller in after we do the recap of the five dummy stories gets to vote on who they think is the biggest dummy. That's all coming up. And also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Let's get back to our conversation with Jeff Tuckman. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, Nick.
All right, we're going to jump into what's coming up, but we've got one more collection to give away. This is the six-movie collection of Universal Classic Monsters, and let's take caller number six on this one, okay? Caller number six. If you are caller number six at 312-981-7200, you will be our third winner of the morning for this great collection of Universal Classic Monster movies. Couple of quick texts, and then we'll find out what's coming up that we can all see. 218 area code says, I thought Universal was rebooting the classic monster movies and turning them into a Marvel-like franchise. What happened to that plan? Two words, The Mummy. That's yeah. That's what happened to that plan. The Tom Cruise movie, The Mummy, which they spent millions and millions and millions of dollars on, was an absolute bomb. So they've shelved that idea. When they were going to kick that off, because they did The Wolfman with Benicio del Toro about 7 years ago, and that movie was I liked it. I thought it was actually really good, but it didn't make a lot of money. And then this, after The Mummy tanked, they put all of that stuff on a shelf. 630 area code says, hey, Nick, I'm the one that requested the Groovy Ghoulies songs from yesterday, but they're not the cartoon band. Those songs yesterday were from an actual punk band. Oh, okay. They named themselves the Groovy Ghoulies. All right. 219 area code says, Trilogy is also available on Amazon Prime, so you can watch Trilogy of Terror on Amazon Prime if you so have it. And the 301 area code says, all three of the stories in Amazon or in Trilogy were based on Richard Matheson stories. That's right. But he only wrote the script for the third one. So, okay. There you go. More information. Hey, we got our caller number six is already here. Here's Don on WGN. Hi, Don.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
All right, buddy. You are our winner. Are you a fan of the Universal Classics?
Awesome. Yes, I am. I just watched the Svengoolie with the Abbott and Costello and the Frankenstein Dracula.
That was last week. That's a great movie. Abbott and Costello meets Frankenstein. Sven shows it every year. He shows it every year. And, yeah, and it never fails to amuse. I love that movie. I just love it. It's just
I watch them every weekend.
Yeah, I watch them every weekend too. My Saturday night consists of Rich Coase and SNL. That's pretty much unless the Hawks are on, and then I watch the Hawks and I DVR Sven, but I always watch him. He's showing 13 Ghosts this Saturday.
Oh, it's good.
Classic William Castle.
Oh yeah.
So all right, Don, congratulations, buddy. You got it. Okay.
Thanks. I just want to say I drive a truck and I listen to you every night. You're awesome.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. And thank you for listening. And congratulations on the win. And hold on, okay?
Thank you.
There he is. He's holding on. And that's our final winner of the Universal Classic Monsters Collection. And we want to thank Universal for providing those to us. Fantastic. Okay. What do we got coming up? What are we looking forward to, Jeff?
Well, Nick, this week, a good remake that people really like, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. This is the sing-along edition. There are millions of ABBA fans all over the world.
Yep.
I like this. It was just fun, and I happen to be an ABBA fan. I like their music.
Yeah, I avoided that one.
I know.
I did not see that one.
I know so. You're not a fan.
No.
But then again, you know, music is very individual.
Oh, yeah.
And sure. And there are things that some people like, some people hate. I'm an ABBA fan. Go see this, you know, if you want, at least rent this movie. You're going to enjoy it.
All right.
In November, beginning of November, some really cool films. Incredibles 2.
Great movie.
I think one of the best movies of the year.
Yeah, it's every bit as good as the first one. If you like the first Incredibles, this one is every bit as good.
I totally agree.
Yep.
Also in the same week, Christopher Robin, which was a disappointment at the box office.
Yeah, it didn't do very well at the box office.
No, but I think that on DVD, it made us Spike Lee, the Black Klansman.
One of the best movies of the year.
Yeah, it's out in the same week. Dynamite Week with titles. Also in November, the live version of A Christmas Story is coming out. And you know, who doesn't love A Christmas Story?
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
that's been touring the country for years now.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
People like it. Fans of this show, if you like Downton Abbey, The Crown, caught people by surprise, was terrific on Netflix. Season 2 is available.
Right.
This one I really, really like, Nick. November, Crazy Rich Asians.
Mm. Huge hit.
Huge hit.
One of the biggest box office stories of 2018 is the success of that movie, the massive success of that movie.
It's a very good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that appeals to everybody. And in December, I know this movie, I thought it was very good. I don't know how the box office was. Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, no, it was a big hit. Yeah. And also one of the best movies of the year. And one of the best action movies in years. I think it's the best action movie since Mad Max Fury Road. And that's saying a lot.
That's saying a lot.
Considering how much I like Fury Road.
I know you do. But also, I think it's Tom Cruise's best performance in a long time.
Yeah, no, it's great.
No question about it. And another movie I liked in December, The Equalizer 2.
With Denzel.
With Denzel. I thought that was dynamite. There's a lot of great TV shows. Again, if you haven't got a 4K player yet, get one, because the movies are coming slowly but surely.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, and when you watch a version on 4K, I'm telling you,
it's an entirely different experience.
It is a whole, yeah. And I don't care if you've seen this movie, for example, 2001 is coming out
right
in 4K, which
that's a movie that's made to watch in 4K.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
All right, Jeff, if people couldn't get through, you have an email address.
Yes, yourmediaman@AT&T.net.
Yourmediaman@AT&T.net. Okay, great. Have a great Halloween, Jeff. And we'll see you in November.
Looking forward to it.
All right, there it is. We'll take a break here for the news coming up next.